are underway at the National Social Security Fund, NSSF, to name and shame employers who fail to remit employees' contributions in a bid to promote compliance. This comes at a time when the fund is intensifying regional engagements to boost compliance and expand social security coverage. Speaking during the 2026 Regional Employers Meeting held in Lira City, NSSF Managing Director Patrick Maikwayota emphasized the need for employers to remit workers' contributions in full, noting that failure to comply undermines workers' financial security.
Because basically savings are a life, and if we do not comply and we do not send in those contributions, we're basically messing up somebody's life. And we are coming up with a list of shame that we'll publish to indicate that you as an employer, you're cheating your employees, and we don't want any employer to be on that list.
Meanwhile, the NSSF Chief Commercial Officer Geoffrey W. Sajabi warned employers against under-declaring workers and urged them to take advantage of the ongoing amnesty to clear penalties.
Currently, we are running what we call the amnesty campaign. The amnesty campaign is an initiative that supports employers that for some reason are not fully compliant to undertake a self-assessment, to do your own internal review. Come to us and say, after this assessment, I have discovered I have outstanding arrears to the tune of 10 million that I have not paid for the last 1 or 2 years. And when you do that on your own, then the fund gives you 100% penalty waiver. So what a moment to confess your sins, and you get forgiven.
You're still listening to the news on 103.